You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here is this week's question. Dear Dave and Tom, I just read through the book of Joel. I would like to know what is meant in Joel 3:3. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine, that they might drink. Is this similar to when Jesus Christ was on the cross and they cast lots too?
Dave, I don't think so, but there are numerous typologies in the, particularly in the Old Testament, with regard to things that had to do with the Messiah, what would take place.
I think there's some similarity because it shows a contempt for Jesus Christ, disregard for him. The soldiers, they're gambling for his clothes. It's kind of a, I don't even know if they thought it was a souvenir. Probably was a nice
they
robe.
Could make a few shekels.
They maybe could sell it or wear it themselves. Well, we can give this writer credit that he or she has studied the Bible, I guess, to get to Joel 3:3. That's near the end of the Old Testament. Someone must have been reading. It is an interesting verse. Well, let's read verse 2. I will also gather, this is talking about Armageddon. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Now, in fact, the whole world wants Israel to part the land, give up so much land for peace and give it to those who have sworn to exterminate you. It doesn't make sense. And then it goes on, verse 3, they've cast lots for my people. In other words, it's up for grabs. The world thinks they're going to decide. They think they have a peace plan for the Middle East and for Jerusalem and so forth. They cast lots for my people. Then, given a boy for a harlot, sold a girl for wine that they might drink. I think it's just showing that they think they can buy this, and it's immoral what they're doing. They think that they can determine what is going to happen to the land of Israel and to the people of Israel.
Dave, was there a previous partial fulfillment of this with regard to God pouring out his, in a sense, limited wrath, but this is the consequences that these people were gonna suffer?
Well, he's poured out his wrath upon Israel a number of times, but that's not what it's speaking of here. This is the judgment of God upon the nations, and Ezekiel 38 tells you, Armageddon, one of the purposes of Armageddon, there are two major purposes of Armageddon. Well, maybe three. But one of the major purposes, God says he's going to punish the nations.
That's kind of what I was referring to.
Yeah,
there's a punishment involved here.
Right.
A partial punishment with regard to the fulfilling of this prophecy.
Well, I think you could trace some partial fulfillments down through history. You could, for example, take Britain, Great Britain. Great Britain ruled the sea. The sun never went down on the empire of Great Britain. And Great Britain betrayed Israel. The Balfour Declaration, maybe we've talked about this before, I can't remember, but what they did in the mandate for Palestine and so forth, how they favored the Arabs, how they would not allow Jews in, and how they played around with statistics and let far more Arabs come in than were supposed to. They were opposed to Israel, how they armed the Arabs against Israel, the British blockade to prevent survivors of the Holocaust from coming back to this land. And I think you can trace the downfall of this British Empire. They lost their empire. They went down as soon as they turned against Israel. And God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, I will bless him that blesses you. I will curse him that curses you. But now we have all the nations. Babylon got its comeuppance for what it did. And various ones. Egypt was judged, became a fifth-rate power, which it is today, it's pitiful if you visit Egypt today because of what they did enslaving the children of Israel for all of those years, 400 years. Germany, well, there's another side of that coin too. You know, Germany and Japan prospered. The saying is, get in a war with the United States and then you'll prosper because we give them our aid and so forth. But Germany suffered terribly. I remember a young man who was one of the Hitler Youth. His father was a Christian. He was not at that time. He became one later. And they were out in the street when they saw that first Kristallnacht and that grand piano being shoved out the window of a synagogue and setting the synagogue on fire. This was going on across Germany. And this young man's father, who was a Christian, turned to him and said, "This is the beginning of the end for Germany." And indeed it was, and they went through horrible suffering. If you visited, we visited some of these cities shortly after the war that had been leveled. But finally, this is the ultimate judgment, the ultimate war, Armageddon. And God is going to gather the nations. And they have played with my people, Israel, like selling giving a boy for a harlot and a girl for some wine that they, in other words, they have no regard for human life, mm-hmm. no regard for morals, but they have just made merchandise out of these people, have betrayed them, and they've betrayed God, and the whole world will be judged for this one day.